B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Let's face it, a lot of these Christmas songs that we hear are very old. Mm-hmm. They're very outdated. They need to be updated for 2020. And so I have gone ahead and done that. Pop culture Christmas carols. Yes. You know Linda and Jamie and Bob from accounting. Jenny from sales, whose fourth quarter's rebounding. But the best part of this fall was not having to see them at all. The Christmas party's canceled. I'm not gonna shed a tear. No awkward conversations.
How about
after one too many beers? All right.
I like that right one, yes.
The next pop culture Christmas song updated for 2020. I won't get to pee on Santa Claus. Cause I must stay 6 feet back from him. Perplexed when I ask her to send a text to let him know I don't want coal. He can send it all to Drex.
All
right. And finally, pop culture Christmas songs updated for 2020.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Big finish.
I don't need a lot for Christmas. I just want some more groceries to cook a few more dishes, help put on COVID-19. My belly has really grown. Lots of bread and ice cream cones, more than I can chew. All I want for Christmas is food.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 723. Got some clouds. Rainy. Mid to upper 40s here. North Georgia Mountains, a little bit more ice. So if you're headed up north today, you're going to want to keep an eye out for that till about noon. What's going on, Kara?
So back in November, if you guys remember, there was that mysterious metal pillar that seemed to appear out of nowhere in a canyon in Utah. People have been calling it a monolith, kind of like the old 2001 A Space Odyssey movie, where it's this triangular metal pillar that shows up out of nowhere and has some kind of extraterrestrial connection.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? So crazy. It seemed to disappear as quickly as it was discovered. And since then, over 70 of these things have popped up all over the world. Of course, they're all copycats, it's suspected. But on Monday, a similar structure appeared near the baseball fields of Whitlock Park in Noonan. This one was about 8 feet tall and made out of a thin sheet metal-like material. Now, the Parks and Recreation Department moved this structure yesterday because the winds were so heavy, it was kind of like leaning a little bit. They didn't want it to fall and hurt anybody. But everybody thought it was really cool, and they're still trying to find out who put it there in the first place, because they want to give it back to them.
Ooh, the aliens did. That begs the question, why were the aliens like, oh, Coweta County, yeah, that's where we're going.
So wait, they take this out. It's huge, right?
It's huge. It's like 8 feet tall.
By
eight
a foot wide, tall. Yeah.
And made of sheet metal?
Made of sheet metal.
So easily to transport this. This doesn't sound like...
Well, some of these things have been more structurally sound than like a thin sheet metal.
Right.
So that's why they can tell these is like, it's a copycat thing.
Are you
like
saying the aliens are getting lazy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Not ready for a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So over the weekend, a group of local moms got together to do something really special for the 85 residents at the Brighton Gardens of Dunwoody Senior Living Center. As everybody knows, the past few months have been especially hard on our senior communities. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to see friends and family, sometimes for months, and being shut in and stuck in these facilities can be really damaging to their mental health. So to spread a little holiday cheer, the Moms Club of Dunwoody threw them a giant parade. They got all of the friends and family, the kids, everybody, to decorate their cars, show up smiling and turning these frowns upside down. So they've definitely put some pep in the steps over there for those guys. And it was such a hit that the Moms Club wants to make it a yearly tradition.
The Moms Club of Dunwoody?
Yeah.
I used to live in Dunwoody.
Mm-hmm.
How did they have time between tennis and lunch to do that?
Oh my gosh, Trek.
It's the truth.
I am Tad, and I love the Moms of Dunwoody.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on
B98.5. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Can you kick Kara out of the studio?
Yeah. I guess so. Get out.
See you, Jimmy. Good luck.
Jimmy,
all right, thank you.
Representing the great town of Mansfield this morning, we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I've got five trivia questions I'm going to ask you. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 cash money, okay?
Okay.
It's a little Christmas
I used to do trivia with a friend of mine, and I'm really good at movies, music, and TV in particular.
All right. Well, Jimmy, you're probably going to lose. So just keep that in mind. Here we go with question number one. Elton John was named 2020 Global Citizen of the Year. What's his nickname?
His nickname? Rocket Man.
Okay. Question two. Tom Cruise lost his marbles on crew members for breaking COVID protocols on the set of the latest installment of this movie series.
Top Gun. Oh, no. Mission Impossible.
Whew, question three. Speaking of Tom Cruise, it was 32 years ago today. His movie where Dustin Hoffman plays his brother hit theaters. What movie is that?
Rain Man.
Number four, Wapna. The trailer of the Walker Texas Ranger reboot is out, and the OG Walker is noticeably missing. Who's that?
The OG Walker. Chuck Norris.
Number five, UGA's final football game against Vandy's been canceled. That means the Bulldogs won't be playing between the...
I don't know sports.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
All
right. We did pretty well.
Yeah, Jimmy Mansfield was talking a big game, backed it up, getting four right. So well done. We're going to ask Kara the same questions. Kara, you got to get at least four right to tie and take the win.
Okay.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, Elton John was named 2020 Global Citizen of the Year. What's his nickname?
He's the Rocket Man.
That's what Jimmy said. It's 1-1.
Number two, Tom Cruise lost his marbles on crew members for breaking COVID protocols on the set of his latest movie series.
Mission Impossible.
That's what Jimmy said as well. 2-2.
Number three, it was actually 32 years ago. Tom Cruise had that movie with Dustin Hoffman where Dustin Hoffman played his brother. What movie was that?
Rain Man.
Came out 32 years ago today. That's what Jimmy said. 3-3.
Number four, trailer for Walker Texas Ranger reboot is out. Mm-hmm. The OG Walker was missing. Who's that?
Chuck Norris.
That's what Jimmy said as well. Knotted up at four.
Number five, UGA's final football game against Vandy's been canceled. That means the Bulldogs won't be playing between the...
Between the hedges.
Jimmy says she'll probably know, and she does. But a great game this morning. Final score of 5-4. Jimmy and Mansfield, are you smarter than Kara?
Probably not now. The sports got me.
Kara, 927 wins and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Jimmy.
Jimmy, since you're so in love with movies, you're going to love this Wonder Woman 1984 prize pack, including codes for Fandango to see the movie, Wonder Woman Funko Pop lapel pin, ear pods, tiara. You're going to look so good in that. Fanny pack, a fanny pack, Jimmy. And more, see Wonder Woman 1984 in theaters or on HBO Max starting on December 25th.
Listen, y'all, I am a DC nerd, so I'm like ecstatic.
Cool, you're gonna wear that fanny pack with pride, my friend.
No, I'm not wearing a fanny pack.
It's required. They won't let you into the theater, Jimmy.
Jimmy already has fanny packs, I believe.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Tad, and we have Drex here.
Good morning.
Course, Kara.
Good morning.
And, back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, for the kids, we used to get together as a family during the holidays. We would all be there together and we wouldn't even have to wear masks. It was crazy. But one of the drawbacks to getting together with family is that there would always be some random, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, new person that you were bringing in to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you're like, oh boy. What do I have to explain to this person? What ridiculous thing about my family should I warn this new boyfriend or girlfriend about before they meet my family.
I had to explain to this guy named Chris, I picked up from the airport on Friday, that, you know, just because we live in Georgia doesn't mean that my family's a bunch of, like, redneck conservative with guns. An ad had come on the radio for, like, one of the senator candidates, and he's like, oh, well, I should move here and vote for the liberal because I know you and your wife, you're just going to vote for the conservatives.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
A lot of assumptions.
That guy, Chris, is my brother.
You had to explain your own family to your brother.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've spent any time with your brother?
Like around 10 years.
10 years?
I think he had that assumption because of his wife.
Is maybe why your brother hasn't visited you is because he thought all of these things of you.
Yeah, and so I had to explain to him, like, hey, we're not all cool that way. In fact, like, we haven't even decided who we're voting for yet. And he's like, oh, maybe y'all aren't really that bad. I'm like, newsflash.
Right. You shouldn't have to explain your own family to your own family.
True.
But you should have to explain, in some cases, your family to new people.
Yeah.
Like Michaela and Canton.
My grandmother, bless her, she's getting a little old. So every now and again, we'll just be sitting around dinner and she'll just pop into song.
Like, it's, what song?
Yeah, does Grandma have, like, some greatest hits or something?
Katy Perry, or what are we talking?
Well, it's, you know, Grandma's oldies greatest hits, so we'll just be sitting around the dinner table, and then she'll be like, you're nothing but a hell.
Like a real-life episode of Glee.
Yeah. And you just have to sit there and pretend it's not happening while being very aware that it's happening.
Don't we all do that? Like, I get a song in my head every day that I'll burst out at random times. Yesterday's hit was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, that's a real fitting song for Michaela's story, Tad.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Michaela.
It's all right.
She was singing a song by Elvis Presley. Michaela, thank you so much. Your grandma's awesome.
She is.
What funny thing do you have to explain about your family? We have Sharon and Jackson on hold next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. If there's any good thing about the current situation this year, is that maybe we have an excuse to not bring anybody new to meet the family. So there's always one funny little thing that if you're bringing a new person home for the holidays, you have to be like, by the way. Like Elizabeth, we posted this on our Facebook page, for example. She said, I have to warn family at Christmas that my one-year-old might stick his arm down your shirt if you're holding him.
He's got a little pinchy problem.
That's an example. And Cassie said, I always just say I'm adopted. It's easier that way.
The first time I went to my my in-laws' house when my wife and I were dating, they live outside of Milledgeville, Georgia. My wife's like, my dad's a hunter. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, fine. She's like, no, he's a big hunter. I'm like, oh, all right. She's like, he's got about 80 heads of deer in the living room.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I walked in and I was like, whoa, this is like a graveyard. Who's your decorator? Yeah.
Am I going to be next?
Yeah.
Sharon is in Jackson. The things you have, like a funny thing you have to explain about your family, you have to explain that you and your sister are married to brothers from another family?
That is correct.
Who met the brothers first?
I did. Married to the older of the two.
Okay.
And she actually moved in with me and my husband when she was a teenager. And she met his brother. And then about 5 years later, they married.
And has it always been kind of rosy? Like, you supported that? You kind of liked the idea? Or has there been some jealousy? Or I picked this bloodline first? How dare you?
That's kind of the way it went. Because actually, when they married, I was told that my mother actually told our in-laws, well, that's the last one. I don't have any more to give you.
Right. So,
when they started their family, started having children, we told them, well, just look at ours and you'll know what yours is going to look like.
Right.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
Kara has info to go in 10 minutes.
You want to hop on a nice international flight that just so happens to be COVID and quarantine free? I'll tell you where you're going and info to go.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's info to go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. Good morning, 824. Clouds, rain, mid to upper 40s. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for like the North Georgia mountains where they got some freezing rain. That's till noon today if you're headed north. What's going on, Kara?
So Atlanta-based Delta wants to make sure passengers are staying safe and are slowly resuming international flights. They're offering quarantine-free and COVID-free flights, but you're going to have to get tested to take one of those, and a lot. You'll have to have a negative test days before arriving to the airport that you have to pay for yourself. Then they'll test you again at the gate and once more upon arriving at your destination. Those two tests, the cost of those are kind of wrapped into the cost of your ticket. So right now it's just flights to Amsterdam and Rome that are available, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. The first flight left for Amsterdam last night.
So this would be like a long flight. You don't want to wear your mask for the whole thing, right?
Is that the idea? I'll bet you still have to.
To wear your mask.
I think the advantage, what they're saying is you wouldn't have to quarantine.
Correct.
Like Italy and some of these European countries, when you land normally, you would still have to check
quarantine
out for 10 days.
To 14 days. Yeah.
Italy, Amsterdam, and Connecticut, because I just got a note from Delta yesterday saying that I would have to fill out papers, say where I was going to be. They have a snitch hotline
where
you can rat somebody out for not quarantining for the 14 days. So
holy moly.
They're on full-on lockdown.
You love that snitch hotline, don't you?
Oh, I love that snitch hotline if I was calling to snitch on somebody. I don't love it when somebody's calling to snitch on me. Can we move on, please?
Let's get a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So many people are struggling to make ends meet, and one local Atlanta woman wanted to help as much as she could, and her solution was actually found right in her closet. Meg Gillantine created the Giver's Closet. She will gladly take those unused, unwanted things in your pantry, storage shed, closet, whatever you got. She then turns around and hosts these cool pop-up shops where people can come and pay what they can. If they've got $5 and they need a new winter coat, she'll do it for $5. If they have no dollars and they need a winter coat, they're walking home with a new winter coat. It's really cool. They had their first event over the weekend, and they've got another one coming up this Sunday from 12 to 2. But this time, they've teamed up with Super Jenny for a cool grocery give, too. So you can get all the information about the Giver's Closet on Instagram and about the pop-up shop this weekend.
Kara, you've talked on our show about the fact that your husband wants you to clean out that closet.
I know.
He's been trying to price things out and sell them on eBay.
Guess who I've already sent a direct message to?
Nice.
Good job. Mm-hmm. So listen, you can get some pretty fancy gowns if you show up to shop for this. Wow. If you need a winter coat, guess what? You're getting something with a lot of sequins.
lots of boots with the fur, yeah.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. And here's what's coming up next.
Oh, this is nice. My wife, Jessica, made a solemn vow to me. And thanks to my five-year-old, I now know that she broke that solemn vow.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell you how she double-crossed me. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
And hello, Kara.
Good morning.
Do those wedding vows mean nothing? Mm-hmm. I mean, did we not promise to have and to hold and to stay true to our pacts and promises to each other?
Okay, yes.
My wife, Jessica, and I agreed not to buy Christmas presents for each other. The conversation went something like, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Let's just not buy Christmas. We'll just focus on Sam. Sam being our five-year-old son.
But doesn't that mean when you ask, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Doesn't that secretly mean
something?
If you get me something, I'm going to be happy. If you don't, I'm going to store that in the back of my mind when I need it.
My wife is pretty down to earth, or at least I think she is. Who knows now? I don't know anything. What's real? Up is down, left is right, the sun rises in the west. So a few weeks after we made this agreement, this pact, I mean, we've got so much other stuff to focus on. My son Sam whispers to me that he knows what she got me, but he can't tell me.
You can't tell me what she got me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how much she spent?
I don't even know how much.
What was your guess?
215, I guess.
215? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
wow.
Assuming he's right, now she spent $215 on me.
Ooh.
And that could be a really good gift.
Yeah.
So you know what you got to do.
He's right. I know what's going to happen Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a card. And right. I will have bought her $215 worth of stuff.
Right.
So now I have to break the pact as well, obviously, mm-hmm. right? And I'm terrible at picking out presents, especially for my wife. And I'm like, I mean, you remember her birthday. Sam helped me with her birthday. We ended up getting our batteries.
Yeah.
So I turned to the expert, Sam, to work out Christmas.
What should we get her?
I know the perfect idea.
What is it?
Moms always want to sleep and take a nap in peace.
Right?
Yeah, so maybe a home present should be, she should nap in peace.
What else?
She has really, really wanted mom's room to be as cozy as my room, because mine is pretty cozy.
Do you think she wants all of your toys, though?
No.
But she would want flannel sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, we could get her some flannel sheets.
Yes.
And what else for her to relax?
Well, she does really like my teddy bear.
Should we get her a teddy bear?
Yes. A ginormous one.
Like the kind that you get at the state fair? Big old teddy bear.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic day. I'm off to Lowe's to pick up, I guess they've got teddy bears, $25.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.